Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, May 5th, 2023. As they announced yesterday, a specialized department of the Berlin State Criminal Police Office is investigating the police for betrayal of secrets. The action was prompted by Wednesday's reporting on an upcoming visit by Ukrainian President Zelensky to the capital in mid-May. According to the information, it is specifically about an article published on Wednesday in the BZ. In it, a member of the police had allegedly been quoted, and confidential details of an operation being planned had been repeated. RBB24 had also reported on the upcoming visit after it was confirmed in detail by the police press office. It is an unusual move, as Zelensky's trips abroad are usually kept secret until the last minute for security reasons. There was no confirmation of the president's Berlin visit from either the chancellor's office or the Ukrainian embassy on Wednesday, and government spokesman Stefan Hebestreit said only that the chancellor's appointments would be announced the Friday before the week in question. According to a report by tonline.de, there is displeasure in Kyiv over the announcement of the travel plans. The news portal quoted circles close to the government as saying that this process was, quote, irresponsible and could call into question a possible visit by the Ukrainian president, unquote. Berlin's police president Slovik said it was, quote, intolerable that a single employee could have damaged the reputation of the Berlin police in such a shameful way, nationally and internationally. On Wednesday, two girls aged 7 and 8 were attacked with a knife on the grounds of a school in Neukölln. One of the victims was initially in critical condition, but is now out of danger. The suspect, a 38-year-old man, was arrested at the scene, and the school was searched. And yesterday, according to a spokeswoman for the prosecutor's office, a request was made to place the suspected perpetrator into a psychiatric hospital. It is not yet known whether the suspect knew the victims, and the motive for the attack remains unclear. The school is currently serving as a meeting point to provide counseling services for eyewitnesses and families affected by the incident. The shortage of doctors in Berlin is leading to difficulties for patients to find a doctor. Per RBB reporting, one person had to search for 3 hours to find a physician when they had a fever and a sore throat. And Instagram followers of RBB24 have also reported similar experiences when trying to find a doctor, with some practices not accepting new patients. And in a survey on the social media platform with more than 3,500 participants, 85% reported having difficulty finding a doctor in Berlin. The Kassenärztliche Vereinigung Berlin, or KV, the organization that oversees medical practices, has a national appointment service available for those with public health insurance, and it can be reached by calling 116-117 via app or web. Doctors' offices are required to offer appointments through this service. However, many appointments go unused. In the first quarter of 2023, almost half of the 27,000 available appointments went unfilled. And many people seem unaware of the service, with only 45% of survey participants knowing about it. The appointment service also connects patients to the medical on-call service when doctors' offices are closed, and patients can speak to medically trained personnel who can make an initial assessment of symptoms and then refer them to a doctor if necessary. However, the waiting times can be long, with some people having to wait up to an hour. The KV is urging doctors to offer more appointments through the service, which would increase their patient intake and help reduce wait times for patients. For more information about the appointment service, please follow the link in our show notes. Former U.S. President Barack Obama has visited Berlin for the fifth time. On Wednesday evening, he spoke to a crowd of 17,000 at the Arena am Ostbahnhof, with tickets ranging from 61 to 550 euros. He warned about the dangers of polarization and misinformation, stating that, quote, some young people believe everything they see on TikTok is true. Whoever thinks that, it's not, unquote. He also met with former German Chancellor Merkel and current Chancellor Scholz during the visit. The event was meant to convey a message of positive and sustainable change, with proceeds going towards his foundation that supports minority inclusion and scholarship programs. Obama has been active since leaving office with his own foundation, a film production company with his wife Michelle, a podcast with Bruce Springsteen, and a best-selling autobiography. During his first visit in the Capitol back in July of 2008, Obama, then a presidential candidate, gave a speech in front of more than 200,000 Berliners at the Großer Stern in front of the Siegessäule. The third part of our new Senate series covers Stefan Evers of the CDU, who is the designated senator for finance. As head of the top state finance authority, his responsibilities include managing budgets, preparing financial plans, overseeing credit and investment management, organizing land and property policies, and managing state-owned companies and organizations. His biggest challenges in his role as senator include managing finances in the face of limited resources, balancing the need for new investments while also addressing existing debt. He does bring a wealth of experience to his position, having previously served as parliamentary managing director of the CDU group from 2018 to 2023, as well as general secretary of the CDU Berlin from 2016 to 2023. Additionally, he has worked as a consultant and a referent for two union Bundestag members. He has a degree in law and has been a member of the Berlin House of Representatives since 2011. Born in Herdecke, North Rhine-Westphalia, Evers is married and has been living in Berlin since 1999. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.